Hey guys, and welcome back to the Anime Nichan podcast. And we're back at it again after a really long time. And मैंने ये same statement पिछले वाले podcast में भी कहा था क्योंकि it was like almost after 9 months and this one is after almost like a month. So there are really long gaps. Okay. And as you might have heard, some person is laughing. I'm not alone. मेरे साथ आज एक guest है Artman. अगर तुम लोग Talking Titans channel को follow करते हो या फिर Talking Titans के podcast को follow करते हो, you might be aware about Artman. एक ऐसा प्राणी है आर्टमैन
ओके सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल क्या क्या बोलना क्या है मुझे
आज का पॉडकास्ट एकदम पूरा इम्प्रॉम्प्टो है वी हैव नॉट डिसाइडेड एनी टॉपिक्स हमने
कुछ या
इट वाज लाइक जस्ट हम टॉकिंग टाइटंस के लिए पॉडकास्ट रिकॉर्ड करने वाले थे बट सम इश्यूज सो इट वाज जस्ट द टू ऑफ अस सो वी डिसाइडेड व्हाई नॉट
So yeah, it's like we're high, but we're not high. This is going to be so much fun.
Okay, so let's talk about... Okay, I had a topic in mind.
Sure.
Like, whenever we talk about something edgy, कहीं भी किसी ग्रुप पर भी, Anime Paradise or anything
like
that, कुछ edgy या hentai आता है, you always back off. Like,
yes.
What's your take on edgy and hentai? I want to know that.
Okay, so I have a very this has a lot of context which goes back to like 10th standard or something like that. Mm-hmm. For context, main abhi final year engineering mein. So 10th standard 2016 mein tha, so 6 years from then. Mm-hmm. So I was a straight A student. I might not have always got A grade, but I was a straight A student. I was very innocent. I wasn't entirely innocent. I knew the jokes. I knew the swear words. I was ethically bound to a certain degree to the point where I was like, नहीं, मैं गाली सुनूंगा react नहीं करूंगा. मैं गाली दूंगा नहीं. मैं अगर गाली दूंगा तो मनी मन दूंगा. Like that was the whole kind of thing I had. So because of that, it kind of instilled this sort of stigma in me. Regarding this, I think we can call it a stigma. It's like anything 18 plus, I was very afraid of admitting that I had seen it or heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is much more funny or ironic given the fact that I was in South Africa for a very long time. So
yeah, exactly. Like thoda aisa odd lagta hai ki kaise.
Yeah, because like people constantly ask me ki bhai tu itna bahar reh kya hai. Why are you not as open with girls as other, foreign peoples? Mm-hmm. And the reason I have all the time is because, like, no offense to anybody from my entire family, like my extended family, but the extended family, not my parents, but the extended family itself is pretty conservative to a certain extent. Like, they have a particular idea of how people should be. And if you do this or if you do that, then you are good or you are bad. Okay. There's no gray area. So that got instilled in my consciousness for a long time. And because of that, even now, there are times when I feel like it's like an attack on my character if somebody says ki tune ye anime dekha hai. For the, like funnily, hamare Telegram group pe blank karke ye dekha. To harami har baar mujhe bolta rehta ki you are a lunatic. And initially I was very defensive about it. I was like, main ho nahi. And then I realized, even he knows that he's making fun of me. Why am I not accepting that? So then I was like, okay, fine. Fuck it. Ye mazak chal raha hai. Let's take it as a joke. So that was the whole process. So even now I'm still going through the thing. But entire ecchi, sorry, harem in ecchi is more of still like, I am a very weird person. I have these standards that I've set for stories. Like, jab se anime dekhna shuru kiya, I started off with psychopaths. So you can understand how high my standards have always been.
Maine psychopaths dekha nahi, so I cannot understand how high. Yeah.
That's fine. It's regarded as like a very psychologically heavy and philosophically heavy anime. So it's so heavy that the first 13 episodes are a build up to the actual plot.
That's too long.
And because of that, because this build-up is so much, I was giving my CET, जो engineering के लिए देते हम, so वो CET देने की तैयारी चल रही थी. The last 2 weeks of CET, I watched Psychopass, Death Note, वो Jonathan Nolan वाली series कौन सी, Alive Action, W से, Westworld, Westworld, Jonathan Nolan ने लिखी हुई, yeah. Yeah, it's also interesting. मैंने पहला सीजन देखा है, सेकंड नहीं देखा पूरा. So Westworld, Game of Thrones, Friends के 10 के 10 सीजन, Big Bang Theory के 3 सीजन, Flash के 3 सीजन, and what else did I watch? No, I think that was pretty much it.
Listen. At one point, you said कि तुम काफी ऐसे घर वालों के thoughts and उनके.
Yes.
इन सबसे काफी इंस्टिल्ड हो एंड इफ समथिंग इज गुड यू डू दैट समथिंग इज यू कीप अवे फ्रॉम इट देन सीईटी के 2 हफ्ते पहले हाउ कैन यू वॉच ऑल ऑफ दिस इट्स लाइक यू कॉन्ट्रडिक्टिंग योरसेल्फ योर एथिक्स
नो आई नो 12th में आई वाज बिकमिंग मच मोर ओपन टू स्टिल शिट सो लाइक या लाइक साइकोपास वगैरह तो देखा बट देन आई वाज लाइक बहुत लोगों ने मैं जब 11वीं में हॉस्टल में था तो लॉट ऑफ माय फ्रेंड्स हैड टोल्ड मी कि यू नीड टू वॉच गेम ऑफ थ्रोन्स And for the same reason I just said, yeah, I was avoiding Game of Thrones for 4 years because first 2 seasons mein nudity bahut hai. For some reason, I hadn't realized ki I can just press the next arrow and then it can skip.
I think you're the first guy jo bol raha hai ki he actually pressed the next arrow on nudity and not on the story.
Arre, that is what I find it. Okay, so. This is going to be like a very weird ass fact that I'll be stating, but it is relevant to this conversation to a certain extent. Very certain extent, okay? It's like you, it's very hard to connect these 2 facts or these 2 points, but this might make sense. So, I haven't done the shaky shaky for 2.5 years.
Seriously?
Yes, it's part of my cleansing process. For whatever reason that is.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Dude, अगर घर की टाकी भी 2.5 साल तक अगर तू साफ नहीं कर रहा है, पानी खराब हो जाएगा. Need to clean it.
I mean, my final year now. I started by the second semester of 12th. So that would be 4 years. Fuck. 4.5 years.
Like, what the fuck?
Wow. No, I need to do this once again. This is just a lot. This is too much.
Yeah, it needs some cleansing. Your ritual of cleansing needs a cleansing now.
That is very true.
4.5 years.
Wow, this was a shocker for me. I was under the impression I was doing it for 2.5 years. But apparently ever since I said 2.5 years the last time, tab se, jab se pandemic hit hua hai, tab se main wahi bolte aa raha hu sab. So apparently I forgot to keep count.
This is the first time I'm hearing something like that. And you might be the first person at your age to not have done 2.5 years.
I'm not entirely sure. There are kids who are such virgins that they haven't even touched themselves even once in their lives. I know a particular someone who hasn't done that.
Dude, come on, yaar. Like, kya dost the tere? In the podcast, you said that your friends do not like Kaguya-sama and now you're saying this.
Yeah. No, that is because they don't watch anime. That is also a very high problem. That is the saddest part of it all.
Give you some good shit, man.
See, when you recommend it to me, na, you can expect me to watch it like 1.5 years later.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Because 18 plus shit, I have a very, as I mentioned, I have a stigma for it. So, jab maine pehle, my first entry into like ecchi anime was No Game No Life. Where...
That is not even ecchi.
Bro, they start off with a panty shot of the loli girl.
That does not mean it's ecchi.
No, fine, but like, understand my standards at that point.
Oh,
for me, Anything below like a one piece bikini is itchy.
Yeah, that's itchy for you.
Yeah, at that point. Now I'm pretty kind of desensitized to all of that, so I can kind of, you know, be much more relaxed with it. But back then I was such a stickler for it. Mere dost ne bola ki it's a very good story and it gave me the basic plot point, which is ye game world mein jaate.
Okay.
And he's such an ass, he did not tell me. And this is after I watched Your Lie in April. So he gives me no context whatsoever. I know, right? It was such a big thing for me. Like, I was lucky I was in my room. Like, abhi bhi, the only extent I go to when I talk to my mom about such shit is like, mom, this supermodel looks really hot, I'm going to marry her. And then she's like, haha. She thinks it's funny. Like, that is a really big bummer. Because beech mein Korean actress ya singer thi, wo bahut pasand aayi thi mujhe.
Kya naam tha?
Jiwon Soni.
Oh, pata nahi, maine suna
nahi. So, she was like, she's quite pretty and she's cute. So I was like, mom, this is your future daughter-in-law. And she was like, haha. But then I was very obsessed and I kept telling her that. And at one point she sat me down and she's like, okay, dude, first of all, you're never going to talk. You're never going to see her. Okay, talk. So I had to, she told me to keep my expectations realistic. And one of my friends, he actually sat me down because I was becoming very obsessed. And then I found out that she had a boyfriend. And she was like very committed. And when I found this, she was already 1 year into a relationship. So I was already nowhere in the spectrum. And then I find out she's 1 year into a commitment. So I was so bummed out. Because, and I had already gone through like two such heartbreaks. पहले तो गैल के डॉट, फिर बाद में पहले तो उसका एज पता चला, उसके बाद उसका मैरिज हुआ ये पता चला. Then I watched Aladdin, the recent live action one in theaters.
I haven't watched that yet.
Naomi Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's very beautiful. And I was like, I was smitten. मतलब सिद्धा हो गया था. And she's also kind of like half Indian, so that was like a big selling point for me, because I was like, yes, we have a common background, and yes.
Okay, so this gives me a question in my mind.
Sure.
Do you have a 2D wife or not?
I have Maki Sekurisu.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah. Like, at this point, like, because we know each other like a year or so now, you're like, yes, of course. Why did I even ask this question? Before Maki Sekurisu, it was...
Don't say Kaori Miyazono, please.
Okay, I won't say anything. No, but I think for a certain amount of time, even after Kaori, I watched another after Steins Gate. And for a very brief period of time, I had a bit for like Misaki, but Mikasa and Annie and Historia, they are like close runner-ups. It's currently Maki Sekurisu, then it's Mikasa, and then it's Annie and Historia. Like, I would love to have a polygamous relationship.
Just from what you've said, is your perception of a waifu is really pure. You look at them with pure love and emotion.
I want to be badasses. I guess you can call it a fetish to a certain extent.
Kind of, yeah.
But Historia and Makise do not fit the badass category. They fit like the intelligence and the cuteness category.
Yeah.
Annie and Mikasa are just like, they're badasses. The utmost point of badassery.
Mikasa, like, she's so badass that at this moment I don't even feel like she's a woman.
Trust me. Jab maine wo OVA wala scene dekha tha where she's like doing sit-ups and those abs and shit, and I'm like, bro, please. Like, I become pregnant if you're fine with it. Just please. I'll go through a sex change if you want.
Okay, I just cannot come to like see Mikasa with that.
Yeah, I think the main problem for that is because she's simping so hard for Eren that we cannot ever feel like we might have a chance. But with Annie, it is the complete opposite side of the spectrum. She just doesn't give a shit.
Right.
So that's also like Historia is the perfect center balance. But I feel like people don't give Sasha the credit she deserves. Sasha and Hanji are genuine.
Hanji was like she was really crazy.
Yeah,
she
true.
Had a heart for Eden, so
bro.
It's a big move. It's kind of
yes. Like I think the day she found out they do not have genitals was the biggest bummer of her life. She's like, oh no. She captured these two titans and she's like, shit, wo to khali hai.
What am I gonna do now? Levi back.
Yeah. Levi is like Annie but in the male spectrum. He's like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I think he's part of the category of people who he gets high on like just killing titans. That's it. He's just chasing that high his entire life. I also feel sad for him. Yeah, go ahead.
Sad for who?
Levi.
Like why?
Because he got so many chances to like literally kill the Beast Titan. Like he practically season 3 ke time pe, he was shredding through the Beast Titan. Bhai, that seemed like I was legit sure ki he would kill him. But then he's like, nahi, because the greater good. Levi was like a victim of the greater good. Like har bar jab he had the chance to actually shut these guys up or kill them, he had to stop because for the greater good. Like it's very sad. It's genuinely very sad.
So, like, do you have any other topic?
Yes, toxic fan base.
Toxic fan base. Jab bhi toxic fan base ka naam aata hai, the only fan base that comes to my mind is Naruto for some reason. Yaar.
Oh, yaar. Naruto and One Piece.
Kind of Dragon Ball Z bol sakte hai with that
category. Yes. Nee, see, the problem with Dragon Ball Z is like it's assumed that it is part of toxic fanbase. Kyunki logon ne itna hype karke rakha hai.
Barabar.
But then, see,
moment uske itna bada fanbase hai uska.
True. I think they're just kind of like, hum minority nahi hai, hame reservation chahiye. That is the kind of mentality they're going through right now. They're like, can he beat Goku? Why? Because we're not talking about it. This is the
point. Like, if you say the toxic fan base, then One Piece and Naruto.
I think brother would be. Because perso my anime list, pe jo koi danga hua hai na, because of Fruit Basket and all. So I think apparently Brotherhood also has Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is also kind of toxic fanbase category.
It's like unko lagta hai ki wo anime top pe hi hona chahiye, like hamara jo hum anime ko support karte hai, it's the best anime, baki kisi ko hum upar aane denge hi nahi.
True. And I think every manga reader ever is also to a certain extent very toxic.
Like
the even a superiority that I cannot get over. वो टोक्यो गुल के बारे में जब मैंने पहली बार टोक्यो गुल देखा था तो हमारे व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप पे आई हैड इनिशिएटेड अ कॉन्वर्सेशन टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ मच आई हेटेड इट. आई हैड इनिशिएटेड अ कॉन्वर्सेशन टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ मच आई हेटेड इट. एंड वो पूरा कॉन्वर्सेशन 1.5 घंटा चल रहा था. उसके एंड में somebody just randomly posted this message saying, but you guys need to read the manga, it's better. And the group collectively lost its shit. Like, I can remember those messages. One of them was like, you meet me in the kaunsa so chowk tha Mumbai ka. He's like, main yahan pe rehta hu, is chowk pe aake mil mujhe. So he was like, main Mumbai mein nahi rehta. To wo bola, maine meri energy waste kara tujhe milne ke liye. You come here. Bhai. आई हैड एन एक्सपीरियंस विद डेडमैन वंडरलैंड. मैंने एनिमे देखा, मैंने रेंट किया उस पर, एंड द पर्सन हु रेकमेंडेड द एनिमे टोल्ड मी कि यू नीड टू रेंट द मांगा. आई वाज लाइक ओके श्योर. मैंने या
That person recommended anime to you.
Yes.
Go read the manga. Dude, why the fuck did you even bother recommending the anime?
Because he went through his own journey of discovery. उसने anime recommend किया और फिर बाद में उसको discovery हुई manga की. So he read the manga.
ऐसे भी लोग होते हैं.
Yeah. Unfortunately. क्या हुआ? There are multiple. I don't even understand this. Like, I understand budget constraints. I get it. Okay. Lekin bhai, then why do you even take adaptation of our manga if you can't afford to make the actual anime?
Budget ke naam pe aisa karna yaar sahi nahi
hai. Ha, like I see. In this case, the studio went bankrupt while making the anime. So. I guess we have to be sympathetic towards their cause, but that doesn't mean you can ignore it.
If you're starting a project, if you're starting to create an anime, तो मैं सब budget नहीं बनाते हो क्या? जिसके end तक हमको इतना लगेगा, do we have that? Should we start this?
I think the producer was like wallet लेके बैठता था. हर रोज़ is like okay, so now today we need to do this action scene. Okay, ये ले 50,000 रुपए, and he would just throw it out. These guys would animate, and by the end of the production, he's like oh shit, wallet खत्म हो गया.
अरे बापरे.
Because it was a dumpster fire there, and funnily enough, even though the concept of the anime is so great and there is apparently a large fan base on Reddit of Deadman Wonderland in thousands, true, that is very true. there's stuff that should not even have a fan base.
Seriously, just r/ kuch bhi search karo.
कुछ भी. दिस इज एन एग्जाम्पल आई एम गिविंग यू. मैं आई डोंट नो व्हाट केम इनटू मी. आई सर्च्ड r/ रॉक. रॉक ओके, लाइक बस रॉक, नॉट द रॉक और एनीथिंग, जस्ट रॉक. देयर इज एन एंटायर सब रेडिट डेडिकेटेड टू फोटोज ऑफ रॉक्स, नॉट इवन मिनरल्स, पत्थर. एंड आई कुड नॉट गेट ओवर द फैक्ट, आई फॉरगॉट टू टेक अ स्क्रीनशॉट. आई kind of take it right now, wait.
Like that also is quite okay. If you search r/ some fetish, r/
oh bhai,
kuch bhi search karo tumko sab mil jayega.
Okay, so 6,500 members in r/ rocks.
Seriously, man? Why do people even want to look at rocks?
Trust me, apparently these guys, like you go to the comment sections, okay. They're the, like, you know how people act like critics for the randomest shit? This one guy took a really high definition photo of a rock, okay? Which in and of itself is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Like, take a macro liya, us pe cheeti hai, I can understand. But there's nothing there. Yeah, it's a very crisp photo. I'm not saying it's not a crisp photo. You can see the texture of the rock and shit, okay? That is great. But r/ photography pe ye conversation hua, to I would understand, like textures acche and shit, that is fine. This guy put it on r/ rocks, and the conversation in the comment section was that this is a particular so-called type of rock because of its texture, and they were talking about how the texture would feel if you touch it. And it's not just like wo jo rock specialists rehte na, like volcanic wagere dekhte. सो दोज पीपल हैव एन एक्चुअल लेजिटिमेट जॉब. ये लोग कमेंट सेक्शन में कुछ भी, दिस वन गाय वाज लाइक इट लुक्स लाइक अ पोकेमॉन एंड दे स्टार्टेड टॉकिंग अबाउट पोकेमॉन एंड कंपेयरिंग पोकेमॉन टू रॉक्स एंड आई वाज लाइक व्हाट. Like, and I think, okay, now this is not 100% sure. I think they know they're making ridiculous stuff because they, one guy posted like a laughing emoji and then they had like a long thread of laughing emojis after that. But I think
subreddit pe aise kafi matlab ajeeb ajeeb cheeze hoti hai.
Yeah, they go with
just read the threads. The threads are full of bullshit.
True. Like, I'll share a screenshot with you right now on your personal. Just look at that and you tell me how hilarious you find it, okay?
Okay, let me see.
This is on the Windows 11 subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay, the photo. Let me see. What is it? Why
stop
here? The navigation?
No, above that. Start with like the beginning. Wo bola hai, because there's a photo where I don't remember what it was. There was a photo of a particular element in the UI. ये जो अपने विंडोज पे जो ड्राइव का स्टोरेज कितना फिल हुआ है वो दिखाने के लिए ना दिस पीसी में. तो he took a screenshot of that and he's like, this is not rounded yet. Okay. So this guy commented ki r/windows11 when it sees non-rounded corners.
Okay.
And he beach me isne ek actually design language vagare vagare ka ekdam well educated answer diya hai. But then the reply to that is brilliant. Also the font is too square. I suggest Comic Sans. And then this one guy, okay, it's now Jen MSFT. Jen Microsoft is an active member of Microsoft who looks at Reddit subthreads. Because they take actual feedback from these threads. So this guy is tagging her and saying please to implement Comic Sans as the default font for Windows. I lost my shit.
That Microsoft wala guy would be like, yaar kaun se kaam mein phas gaya yaar, kahan
bitha hai. Haan, Bill Gates se, isliye Bill Gates ne divorce liya ki bas khatam ho gaya. Because Bill was like, I support this. So he's like, for this shit. Or maybe he was the one who did it. That's why there's allegations of him having an affair. This is the affair. He has to go UI for this shit.
Who knows, yaar?
Hey, just a small plug. Me, Jerin, and a few other people, we're going to have a tech enthusiast podcast later sometime. Yeah.
That's something that you should be looking forward to. And do check out the Talking Titans podcast.
Ah, yes.
At the point of recording, we haven't released a podcast. We have done a lot of records.
That is also very true. Like, this is, I think, because those are actually content driven. This one is just random shit we are talking about, whatever comes to mind. And I can't even believe like this is what we should do on a regular basis now.
This is much better, yaar.
Yeah. Kuch bhi utha ke. Yeah. Like, we can even do like reviewing Reddit threads or something like that. Because we have our own subreddit, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. Talking that and subreddit. Please follow that as well.
Yes. So we like, because that is active as well, but still, it's like Reddit is such a large and vast place. As I mentioned, r/rocks. There's a lot. There's this brilliant Reddit's subreddit called r/wcgw. What could go wrong? r/wcgw. What could go wrong? And it's just, it's like posts about video clips about like these guys just doing something and then shit going horribly wrong.
Arre baapre, theek hai.
Yeah, it's a brilliant subreddit. I whenever I see it in the recommended, I immediately click on it. But because it's like, it's painful, but at the same time, it's just like you can't help but not watch it. Sorry, no, you can't help but watch it.
Okay.
or not watch? Okay, wait. Calculating just a second. You can't help but watch it. Yes. You can't not help but not watch it.
You, that sentence does not make sense. You can't, you, what?
I feel like I am high.
Okay, so Abhi, what you said right now.
Yeah.
There's another subreddit called Bone Apple Tea.
Okay. Oh, I love that joke. This was part of that meme once.
Yeah, it's like people want to see something else, but they just say another thing. Like, it means bon appetit.
Yeah.
It's needed to bone apple. So that's subreddit is full of shit like this. Like, people want to see something else, but they type the most weirdest random shit. And in context, it sounds really bad.
Yeah, when you say it out loud, it makes sense. But it's when you're reading it, it's like, what is this? Like, this actually, I think this Reddit, the subreddit started after this one meme went viral. Jape, two guys are talking, or two people are talking in general, and one of them says bone jaw. And he's like, what? And she's like, dude, do you not know French? And he's like, yeah, I do. I know. I studied French. And she's like, bone jaw. And he's like, what are you saying? And she's like, dude, I'm saying hello. And he's like, do you mean bonjour? Like, with the spelling. And she's like, no, bonjour. And then he's like, never mind. And she's like, okay, fine. I'm going to eat now. And then he's like, okay, then bon appetit.
Bon appetit. That's the most funny statement, funny phrase I've ever heard.
Bon appetit. And I'm pretty sure that was like a fake chat, but the fact that the joke lands makes it that much better.
Maybe that was why the subreddit was created, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's the origin. Or at least from my limited meme knowledge. Knowledge. I got into meme culture in 10th, or after 10th, rather.
That was pretty quick. I got into meme culture when I was in like first year.
So like into meme culture as in like variety of meme culture, like jo trends chal rahe hain usme
across memes, like what are memes?
Wow, you are old.
Yeah, late. I'm a boomer.
Yes. When were you born?
1998.
Wow. You're like an entire year older than me.
It's just a year.
No, but I can use that to my advantage, na. Kabhi bhi conversation mein, it doesn't need to be contextual. I can just randomly pull out like, no, but I'm still younger than you. And that is somehow supposed to solve the conversation.
Why did I even tell my age, Yashi?
See, it's fine. It's fine. See, what's the worst that can happen? I can call you a pedophile.
Okay. I have no problem being called a lolicon.
So, no. I said pedophile specifically. I can lolicon bolna hai, so I'd say lolicon.
Not a pedophile. Lolicon.
No, that is why I said I have power over you now. Because now I can say pedophile and people will believe me because you're older than me.
Yeah.
And then I can show them like your anime watch list, and there's bound to be one or two lollies at least.
There's more than one or two.
Oh shit, bro, you're incriminating yourself. Tu faste ja raha hai bhai. You're going to jail.
When I say lolly, I don't look at it in a sexual way. Okay. I look at them like head pad materials.
Right? Yes.
So when you say that you love a dog, it's not like you want to fuck that dog.
True.
Adore that dog. So in that same way, when I say that I like lollies, it does not mean I want to fuck the shit out of that lolly. It means that she's cute. That's it.
Yes. That is true. Now that I can 100% get behind, because jab maine kaun sa tha, do game mode, yeah, जब मैंने मुगेन नो दैट देखा, एज आई सेड फर्स्ट शुरुआत में ही दैट पैंटी शॉट इज देयर, सो आई वाज एक्सट्रीमली आउट ऑफ माय एनवायरनमेंट. बट देन आई सॉ कि दिस यंगर सिस्टर इज द क्यूटेस्ट शिट आई हैव सीन इन अ लॉन्ग टाइम. So I was so blown away by the fact that animation can be so cute. कि I was constantly like, अभी मैं मेरे बिल्ली को लेके जैसे बार बार ऐसे उठा के ऐसे hug करता हूँ. Like I was constantly in that mood for like the entire period of that anime. And then she is also like very small. It's like SMOL small. So, but I think sometimes anime go too much. Overboard, like this is
overboard, like how,
like for example, like I think we have had this conversation before, but maine jab Anohana dekha, so so like I was a bit out of the loop for Anohana because
but
I know it was
a lollies at that point, they are like high school students, right?
No, so true. Like for some reason the main character is small. He's not as tall as the other guys, or at least his character design does not look tall. But like Menma, but Menma-chan, she's 100% a lolly. Her whole character design is around the concept of a lolly. But like the others look mature.
Okay, first tell me what's lolly.
Okay, so as far as I know, now again, I am very rusty about all of this. So, as far as I know, I think lollies are basically, so there's two versions. One I remember is if an older character is drawn, an older female character specifically, is drawn as a younger female character, that, or if a younger female character is being objectified. It's one of those two. So like for example, Megumin is a lolly, I think.
She's not a lolly.
She is though, right?
I don't think so. She's a lolly. No. She's far from a lolly.
Why would that be though?
First of all, she's not like a small kid.
No, but she's, that's what I'm saying. She's not a small person. But she's a older, she's the same age as का नाम क्या था?
Kazuma.
Yeah, she's like the same age as Kazuma to a certain extent, but she's drawn as a small child.
She's not even small. Lolly, अगर मैं बोलूँगा lolly, Beatrice was a lolly kind of.
No idea.
Small. You haven't watched ReZero?
Nope, I watched the first episode and then as I said, bring padiya. And then I was like, never mind.
Okay, so other example, have you played Genshin?
Yes.
Genshin Impact mein jo chote wale characters, they are really small.
That flying girl, mujhe chote bachche
ke liye, wo Amber, that is not a lolly.
No, Amber, maybe not Amber. The little उड़ने वाली बच्ची जो हमारे आसपास उड़ रही थी.
Kind of वो size के बोल सकते lollies को.
हाँ. Wait.
मतलब वो size.
Okay, आज let's kind of research this whole shit. Lolly definition. Like I need to know. Now I'm confused. So see, I think my first definition is appropriate. So a lolly, okay, see, a lolly is not solely an underage girl. Lollies are girls or young women who only look that like they may be underage due to their body size and shape. And important. An important attribute for a lolly is, let me say that one more time. An important attribute for a lolly is a flat or underdeveloped chest. Like, and lolly also typically have a tsundere personality.
So, Megumin might be a lolly.
Yes, by definition, yeah. I think she's like the template of a loli. By the very definition of a loli, Megumin is a loli. I think one more character, Steins Gate had a loli. Like, I just realized
Rukaku.
No, Rukaku is trap.
Yeah, that's a trap.
Yeah.
Loli character Steins Gate mein.
A second season, Maho Chan.
Mr. Brown ki beti.
No, wo to bachche. ये सेकेंड सीजन में जो माकिसे की फेलो रिसर्चर रही थी माहो चान माहो सान सॉरी या या बिकॉज शी इज लिटरली हाफ ओकाबे'स हाइट एंड इफ ओकाबे इज एन एवरेज जापानीज पर्सन देन दे आर अराउंड 5 मैक्सिमम सो दिस गर्ल अकॉर्डिंग टू द एनिमे इज 2.5 feet व्हाट
2.5
I just calculated that shit and this is brilliant. I cannot imagine. But also, I have a friend. Okay, she's ditto like Maho-chan, except height mein, main 5'9" hoon. And she's around like 4'9" or something. Like, there's an entire foot of difference. And just so small. And at the same time, it's like, for some reason, she acts as if she's like much more elder than me, but she's 2 years younger as well. So there's this, she is a real life loli. And I.
It's like really bad. It sounds bad.
It's so bad in her case that, like, I have taken a personal contract. We're good friends. So I have taken a personal contract for her. Okay, I have told her, yes, I understand that it's a physical disability of sorts, stunted growth and all. Okay. But you will give me sole rights to make jokes about your height. And I kid you not, the moment she said fine, I have relentlessly, ever since that happened, I have relentlessly tormented that girl. I feel sorry sometimes. Yes. That is a better tag than Lolicon. I will take it.
Someone decides to sue you, you're a lolicon, plus you're a harasser, okay?
Oh shit. Yes. They can actually do that shit. and they can also... I know, right? Wow.
Just stop this lolicon, man. This lolicon topic is just going on and on and off.
Yeah, and we're just like, putting ourselves into deep shit.
Seriously. Before we say something bad, let's
just let's not give the police any more, you know, ammunition.
Yeah, fir thode din mein FBI open up ho
jayega. I know, right? Like, luckily, I do not have like the Aadhaar app,
but still, yeah.
Aarogya Setu is not on my phone, so I'm safe. So, okay, then I have one thing. Okay, go ahead.
You can go on.
I had this kind of like, because I recently watched this old movie called, you know that the movie about a moving castle?
Howl's Moving Castle?
Yes. Yeah, wo ladki boodi ban jati hai. Yeah, so a friend of mine was like, this is a classic movie, we need to watch it. So I watched it and I won't get into the review because my point jo yahan bhi kit hai iske liye wo hai old or new animation iska ek impact kaise padta hai
impact to bahut zyada padta hai abhi ke animations ka level itna zyada ho gaya jaise for example your name
yeah
your name's animations were just it was just out of this world
yeah
so it did not feel like it was like an anime
True.
And on the other hand, we have anime from 1990s. Great Teacher Onizuka, Evangelion. Unke animation kaafi aise ajeeb hai. It's not weird. At that point, those were the level of animations.
Okay. True.
So, as time goes on, this technology, the technology advances further, so we get better animations.
Yeah.
But still, if you look at the anime, the Studio Ghibli movie called, I forgot its name, the big guy, the big bear, Totoro.
My name is Totoro.
If you watch that anime, and if you watch it in HD, I kid you not, the animations were like 2010s level of animation. Seriously.
Wow.
That movie was in 1984 or something. And the animation was so clear. Kuch aise scenes the where they were showing a stream of water. Okay, so the water is flowing. It literally felt like their story.
I lost your voice. Nichan. I don't know.
Okay. There was a technicality. I went on mute for some reason, I don't know.
Luis. I couldn't see the mute though. I think you kind of just like your mic just gave up. Like bus karo bhai. Yeah, so you were saying?
Okay, what was I saying?
Concept Totoro.
Totoro, yeah, my neighbor Totoro. The animation levels. Usme ek aisa scene hai jisme they are showing a stream of water. Okay, water flowing. That actually felt like koi aisa real water flow. I did not feel like animation at all.
Wow.
Woh scene aise, it felt like from a scene from Your Name. Aisa lag raha Your Name mein koi stream dikha rahe usme paani beh raha. It literally felt like that.
That is high praise. That is very high praise. Like if you were...
Watch
that
movie.
Yeah.
That movie was in 1984 and it felt like it was made in 2010 or 2009, something like that, to be honest.
Wow. Now that is...
Even why I guess ki Studio Ghibli ke movies ko khafi zyada praise milta hai. Story, agar story ke baare mein baat ki jaye.
Yeah.
Studio Ghibli ke movies kaafi aise childish type lagte hai. It's not for a mature audience, is what I think.
Okay. So I haven't watched a lot of Studio Ghibli work. वो हाउस मूविंग कैसल भी आई थिंक इट्स जिबली ना
राइट या
सो आई लेफ्ट दैट इन क्योंकि क्या हुआ थ्री ऑफ अस वी वर लाइक आई एम यूजुअली एन एनिमे अप्रिशिएटर आई एम एन एनिमेशन अप्रिशिएटर क्योंकि इन नाइन्थ स्टैंडर्ड आई हैड गॉटन इनटू 2D एनिमेशन फ्लैश एनिमेशन स्पेसिफिकली
ओके
या सो फ्रेम बाय फ्रेम कितनी मेहनत लगती है इवन दो आई वॉज जस्ट एनिमेटिंग स्टिक फिगर्स I learned it from Alan Becker. Have you heard of him?
No, never.
Uski ek bahut famous flash animation thi. Animator versus animation.
Achha.
So, he did that. And he has tutorials on how to animate in Adobe Flash. So, maine wo use karke seekha. I know everything about animation basics. I even went into 3D animation and shit. So, I appreciate the effort that goes into all of this. So, I was pretty... confident क्योंकि मेरा दोस्त बोल रहा था इट्स बहुत ओल्ड है एंड स्टोरी स्लो एंड ऑल तो मैंने बोला डूड आई अप्रिशिएट एनीमे आई कैन लाइक यू नो सह लूंगा मैं राइट आई एम प्रिटी लीनिएंट व्हेन इट कम्स टू ओल्ड स्टफ बट आई डोंट नो व्हाट क्लिक्ड दैट डे और व्हाट डिड नॉट क्लिक दैट डे बट हम तीनों लाइक वो एक्साइटेड था देखने के लिए जिसने सजेस्ट किया And hum tino ne milke at the half point, we had had enough. We were like, ye kya chal kya raha hai? Like, and I'm not sure if there is like a point at the end where everything starts making sense or something. But at the half point, we had given up. It's like a 2.5 hour movie. Huh?
Utna zyada kuch point nahi hai us movie mein. It's like... Just like I said, it's not for a mature audience. It's like
yeah.
a children's movie.
Yeah.
That's why maybe.
That's a possibility. So like I ever since I watched Howl's Moving Castle, I have had a stigma. Like I haven't even watched Spirited Away and I've heard 2 different opinions. One is that it's overrated, and one is that it deserved that Oscar. Now, I haven't watched it, but because of Howl's Moving Castle, maine dekha nahi.
I think you should watch it. It is kind of overrated. Oscar jaisa, I did not feel ki Oscar
milna chahiye. Oscar. I mean, us time pe, I don't know, us time pe. Akira kab aaya tha?
Akira was in 1990s.
After
early 1990s.
After Spirited Away?
It was before Spirited Away. Spirited Away.
Then how did Akira not, or Ghost in the Shell not get?
No mind.
Because if I'm not wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but Akira inspired a lot of Hollywood movies, and yeah. Ghost in the Shell was the primary source of inspiration for Matrix.
Okay, true.
And Akira was, I believe, the first proper action anime.
Yeah.
If you see, these guys from Corridor Digital, they do these animation and VFX reacts, right? So they did an episode for animation. They do this recently, and in one of them they covered Akira and why Akira apparently was a masterpiece in terms of animation. So as I mentioned, I appreciate animation, right? So main sab dekhta hu, maine VFX bhi try kiya, maine 3D, and I've tried a lot of shit. I've also tried novel writing and poem writing and shit. So I've gone everywhere creatively, basically I can appreciate it, and it is for me a very foreign thing to not like an animation. Maine Paprika dekha, that movie makes no sense. It is brilliant because you know that Inception was inspired, 100% inspired from Paprika. It is not possible. Nolan is a genius, fine, but how does this man dream up this idea of a dream inside a dream and shared dreaming sequences, and how the outer dream affects the inner dream and whatnot? Ye sab ye aadmi akela nahi kar sakta. And before Nolan, there were many people who were inspired from anime. So I think Nolan watched that anime at a certain point, and then he was just like, okay, I find it childish, so I won't say it's an inspiration.
That's right.
At least that's what I think. And trust me, the audience who's listening, do not label me as a Nolan hater. Okay. I am a Nolanite. I'm a proper Nolanite. And I have become more objective recently. I appreciate things for the credit they deserve. And अगर नहीं डिजर्व होता तो देन आई विल नॉट लीव इट.
या दिस इज अ थिंग, मतलब जब कोई चीज देखते हैं ना, यू शुड नॉट बी स्वेड बाय द कम्युनिटी. कम्युनिटी क्या लगता है, मुझे ऐसा लगना चाहिए, ऐसा बिल्कुल
नहीं. या
जब तुम देखते हो तब तो यू की डू यू अप्रिशिएट दैट, लाइक डिड यू लाइक दैट सीन, डिड यू लाइक दैट मूवी, इट्स अप टू यू. बट आजकल की कम्युनिटी में ऐसा है कि जो मेजोरिटी बोलते हैं सब वही कहते हैं कि अच्छा है. बहुत लोगों ने कहा ये एनिमे अच्छा है, ये सब कहते हैं कि ये एनिमे अच्छा है. ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए ना.
इट्स अगेन, इट कम्स अंडर टॉक्सिक फैन बेस एंड टॉक्सिक कम्युनिटी, बिकॉज एवरीबॉडी हैज दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ नाउ दिस इज अगेन दिस वॉज अ पर्सनल थिंग, बट जब मैंने स्टाइन्स गेट देखा, आई डिड नॉट नो इट वॉज वेल नोन. So for me, the fact that people were not talking about Steins Gate as much as it deserves was a big pet peeve. Okay. So jab maine logon se baat karna shuru kiya, I realized ki it is a public consensus hai ki Steins Gate is an intelligent anime. So then I had to sit down and watch it again just to confirm ki mujhe khud pasand hai wo, and not because everybody likes it. Same with Death Note. मेरे एक दोस्त ने मुझे साइकोपास एंड डेथ नोट रेकमेंड किया था, एंड आई वॉज साइकोपास एंड डेथ नोट, एंड आई लव साइकोपास, आई लव डेथ नोट, बट फॉर एन एंटायर ईयर आई वॉज ऑफेंडेड व्हेन पीपल सेड डेथ नोट वॉज नॉट एज ब्रिलियंट एज इट वॉज कॉल्ड आउट टू बी. एंड देन द कम्युनिटी एट लार्ज बाय दैट पॉइंट मेरे ऑब्जर्वेशन में loved Death Note, and then this one random guy just told me it's not as good as people say it is. तो आई वॉज वेरी पिस्ड ऑफ एंड आई टॉक टू हिम फॉर दिस अबाउट दिस फॉर लाइक 2 hours एंड देन बाय द एंड ऑफ द कॉन्वर्सेशन आई रियलाइज्ड नो ही इज राइट इट्स अ गुड बिगिनर एनिमी इट्स नॉट द बेस्ट एनिमी
थोड़ा उसको ऑब्जेक्टिवली देखो ना तुम अगर देखोगे पहले के लाइक 3/4 ऑफ द एनिमे इज डैम गुड
यस एल मरने के बाद स्पॉइलर अलर्ट
द लास्ट क्वार्टर इज जस्ट यार नहीं क्यों बस ऐसे इट फेल्ट लाइक उन्होंने फालतू में खींचा है
लाइक द नियर एंड दिस इज व्हाई आई फील लाइक द जापानीज लाइव एक्शन मूवीज आर गोल्ड एंड आई स्टैंड बाय माय स्टेटमेंट आई मेड अ फ्यू टाइम्स प्रीवियसली Which is, I feel like the anime should have done the same thing that the live action movies did.
I haven't watched that live action yet. Yeah, like you have recommended it so many times. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
Because see, I give you like without spoiling anything, the movies like there are 2 movies. They follow the same story of the anime, but they have original stuff, a lot of original twists, and the ending is also original. So, and Ellie is going to die anyway, right? Like that is a core part of the story that L dies at the hands of Light Yagami. But this movie takes that particular idea and they use it to such a brilliant way that they end it at the point where L dies. But they make it such a way that the story ends so satisfactorily. And then what they did was they like L dies after the movie ends.
That's kind of what I wanted how the anime to turn out, okay?
Yeah.
Like, just point pe tum L ko maar de rahe ho na, that should have been the end of the anime. Like, ya to L light ko maarta hai, ya phir light L ko maarta hai. Aisa kuch hona chahiye.
That should have been reaction karna chahiye.
But they just brought some random shit.
Yeah, like I highly recommend you watch the movies, specifically the first two. There's a lot of movies of Death Note in the Japanese ones. So there's the first two which follow the plot of the anime and then there's a sequel which is following L after the events of the first two movies.
Achha.
Yeah, and then after that movie, L dies after that movie. Like, story-wise, he's dead. Then, after that movie, they had a reboot of some. No, not a reboot. It was a sequel set I believe a few years after the first series ended.
Okay.
Like after L dies and all, after that many years later. And now officially Light Yagami is also dead at that point. So many years after that, and the story is beautiful in the sense that it's not the best story. It's a generic story or it's not highly well executed, but it's just one movie. It's called Light Up the New World. And there are 6 Death Notes.
Okay, us movie.
Yes, and there's this, and this is something the anime did not address. Okay, this movie in particular has this particular trick up its sleeve. Okay, so there's this scene, and it's not spoiling anything. There's this scene where Misa Amani is writing somebody's name to kill him. Okay, and these people are coming to restrain her. Right, they're running towards her, and all she does is. And because the Death Note knows, because it's connected to the consciousness of the person, right? So even if the person doesn't write it in a legible handwriting, as long as the person knows what the name they have written and they see the person's face, the person dies. So she writes very fast. She says, this person, instant death. And the person dies immediately. And I was like, how did they not think of this in the anime? Or in, I don't know about the manga, but there's no instant death in the manga, I guess, or in the anime at least. And I'm like, how did they not think of this? The cause of the death,
like,
yeah.
That bus wala scene, if you remember, I don't exactly remember.
But it was a very long-winded kind of, like, it's not instant, like, instant death in the sense, these guys just dropped it. It's not like caused by something.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I can see instant death, a satellite falls on Jiren and then you'll die.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that could be explained away by like sheer weird coincidence. But like, She's just literally, she doesn't have time to write satellite falls on Jiren's head, making a puddle of blood, like, nahi. Instant death, Jiren mar gaya. Done. But the moment I finish that sentence, you are dead. And I found it so refreshing. So yeah, that is me ranting about how good the live action movies are.
I'm just thinking about it only. That why did they not put in the anime?
Huh? It took me a long time to get over the fact that they didn't do that.
I'm still not getting over it.
No, trust me. It's
movie, if it's this interesting, I need to watch it.
Yes. Yes. कैसे भी लाइक वी वर प्लानिंग ऑन डूइंग लाइक दिस लाइव रिएक्शन थिंग अगर वैसे भी नहीं हुआ तो भी वी विल सिट डाउन एंड लाइक इंडिपेंडेंटली देख लेंगे तो भी चलेगा बट इट इज इट डिजर्व्स टू हैव अ वॉच इट इज डेफिनेटली अ वॉच एंड
या
एग्जैक्टली डेफिनेटली एंड वन मोर थिंग इज दिस इज व्हाट विल सेल यू लाइक ऑलरेडी अगर स्टोरी ने आप लोगों को सेल किया नहीं रहेगा मूवी दिस इज वन थिंग they have perfectly casted L perfectly
like it up ekdam same
are bhai that actor does a phenomenal job at acting as L phenomenal like uski mannerisms uski bolne ki style uski chalne ki style the way he has you know that scene where the first time they meet the inspectors sorry the inspectors meet L वैसे पैर खुश जाता रहता है and then he goes and sits in the sofa भाई literally same to same
that is something really unseen मतलब जितने भी live adaptations होने हैं they are really shit actors मतलब दिल से acting नहीं करते हैं
yeah like one more example of this is your line April का जो live action movie है
okay
that also I was just getting over your line April तो मैंने मुझे बोला कि ठीक है live action movie भी देख लेते मैंने और मेरे दोस्त ने मिलके देखी थी वो मूवी एनिमे एंड वी वर लाइक क्राइंग ऑन ईच अदर शोल्डर्स एंड शिट राइट सो वी डिसाइडेड कि चलो मूवी देख लेते एंड द मूवी इजंट वेरी गुड ओके इट्स लाइक अ वन एंड हाफ आवर मूवी दे हैड टू कट आउट अ लॉट ऑफ कैरेक्टर्स दे हैड टू कट आउट अ लॉट ऑफ द स्टोरी एंड स्टफ सो इट्स नॉट ऑब्वियसली नॉट गोइंग टू बी एज गुड बट लाइक अरिमा कोसे इज just perfect he's literally how you would imagine him to be in real life uske jo aise he's like an introvert he doesn't have a lot of good expressions because he's an actual pianist by the way like the actor is an actual pianist so jo uske piano wale scenes hai either he learned it for the movie or not I don't know but
so he's actually playing it in the movie
yes there are long shots of him actually playing the piano and I was like yes bhai yes and Kaori yeah Kaori doesn't look exactly similar to the anime because in the anime Kaori looks like a foreigner like she looks like a European girl to be honest
yeah kind of yeah blue eyes
but yeah but in the movie they casted this actress who has no resemblance to Kaori but then I watched her performance you know that scene where Kaori for the first time like literally loses control of her legs in the hospital
yeah.
and she's like trying to make her legs work and she screams in the empty hospital and this actress lets out this blood curdling this is heartbreaking scream and she's crying out loud and I'm like bhai bas karo mar jaunga main which is also very cute
just imagining it yaar
bhai and then the final letter yeah it they could have implemented or executed it better like trust me there's better ways to implement or execute a letter reading and for your line April it deserved a better execution but जो वॉइस एक्टिंग लाइक एज एन एक्टर जस्ट फील क्योंकि सी वी कैन गो टू अ न्यू टॉपिक आफ्टर दिस बट लाइक विजुअल एक्टिंग एंड वॉइस एक्टिंग में टैलेंट्स बहुत अलग लगते
सही बात है
सो दिस एक्ट्रेस डिड अ फिनोमिनल जॉब इन इवन वॉइस ओवर फॉर द लेटर एंड इट्स ब्यूटिफुल एंड सेम फॉर डेथ नोट लाइट यागामी डज नॉट लुक एनीथिंग लाइक लाइट यागामी But he does a phenomenal job. as Light Yagami. And he's also he's a popular actor, I guess, for anime adaptations. क्योंकि उसने Erased के live action movie में भी उसने काम किया है. And Satoru का act किया उसने role. And if I'm not wrong, I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think I don't remember. So yeah, he's a very popular actor, basically. We can have a very long conversation about live action shit because I was watching a lot of that.
We can actually make a new podcast about that.
No, I actually wanted to talk about that, but I realized it would be too long. So last time. So I just kind of just went like 5 minutes bola mein aur fir chhod diya maine. Because I realized, like, if you guys haven't watched it, there's no point na. Because I'm going to name random shit and you'll be like, ye kyun dekha tune? You know Parasite the Maxim?
Maine anime bhi dekha nahi, live action to dur ki baat.
Okay, cool. So Parasite the Maxim is the same thing as Death Note, like, for me. Like, it's a good beginner anime.
Okay.
But like, I have this, okay, never mind. Like, you haven't watched it, so I won't go at all into. I'll compare it to Tokyo Ghoul in terms of the fights. Okay, initially wo fights cool lagte, but then later on, yeah, it becomes boring. It's like wahi wahi bar bar ho raha. Like, there's nothing dynamic about the fights, right? So that, like, at Tokyo Ghoul is like such a lost potential.
Budget bol sakte
hai, budget ki wajah se I guess. But I mean, which studio didn't have a large budget? Phir bhi like Attack on Studio bol raha hai. Attack on Titan has film, like, I if and it was also a pioneer. Attack on Titan first season was a pioneer in terms of camera angles and motion camera shots, tracking camera shots.
Those CGI shots, yeah.
And Levi, like, every scene with the Odeon gears and every scene with Levi in action, it's just so dynamic. You are like following them every time. So, kya bolu main? Like, jo opening mein, first opening mein, Gurendra Yumiya mein, jo na 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 yega, wo jo part hai. Like, that scene.
Baki pura gaana kisi ko pata nahi, but
yes, like, what is the actual lyric over there? Because everybody says Yega. Like, same thing for Your Line April. Okay, so there's this part in Hikaru Nara, the opening, first opening, I believe. So usme na 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 Ega oni. Yeah. So that A Gaoni, I thought was A Kaori for a very long time. Because I didn't know the lyrics and I had a connection with the main character. Same for Yega, I think for the first time in a very long time, you're discovering just how crazy of like a point say a point se dusre point pe main ja sakta hu.
Seriously. Don't even remember ki main point of ये डिस्कशन क्या था, हम कहां से कहां आ गए.
सो आई बिलीव वी स्टार्टेड, ओके, लेट्स डू लाइक अ हिस्ट्री ऑफ द कन्वर्सेशन.
ओके, वी स्टार्टेड ऑफ विद लाइक एचजी एंड हेंटाई, राइट?
यस,
योर टेक ऑन एचजी एंड हेंटाई. फ्रॉम दैट,
या
आई थिंक वी शिफ्टेड ऑन टू लॉलीज.
यस, लॉलीज, देन नो, वी फर्स्ट डिड टॉक्सिक फैमिलीज, देन वी वेंट टू लॉलीज समहाउ. I think all of these like topic changes can be credited to me. Like, it's like just the random, most random topic changes.
Seriously. You pull out tangents out of nowhere.
I know. Like, there was a point jab maine Interstellar dekha tha na pehli baar. So before that, I was already a nerd, science fiction nerd and physics nerd. Main bahut pagal tha for physics. And I used to love black holes. I don't know why. Okay, मैंने Interstellar देखा भी नहीं था तब तक, and I was obsessed with black holes. And फिर मैंने Interstellar देखा, and then it like, you know what's going to happen. It gave me fodder for my black hole fantasies, basically. And every conversation I would ever have about anything apart from studies would end up at black holes. We once, and this is like actual stuff, I'm not even making like a joke or anything. We started off talking about Kim Jong-un.
And you ended up at black hole?
Yes.
Okay, why did you even start talking about Kim Jong-un?
No, we were talking about like North Korea. Like North Korea dictatorship and shit, we were talking about that. Because I recently documentary about North Korea. So I was like, bhai log tumne dekha. And this is the thing, meri friend circle jo hai, it is the most disappointing friend circle I could have, because I have so many things to talk about, and either they don't know that, they're not interested to talk about that, or when I start talking, have you watched How I Met Your Mother?
Yes, I have.
Usme ke Ted ka feeling aata hai kabhi kabhi mujhe. Because he talks about all of these deep philosophical stuff, and then they're just like, you know that fart sound? Yes. And all of them are just like, ye marega, ye virgin hi marega. That was me every time. So when I finally got their attention, I was so happy ki maine shuru kar diya. Right. We're talking about Kim Jong-un, we talked about how there's a censorship on media and movies wahan pe nahi lagte and stuff like that. And somehow, okay, now this is all I remember from that, but somehow we went to Interstellar. And then we went to black holes.
Like, if you want, we can have a podcast about physics and black holes one day.
Hey, but it won't be fun to just start off with physics. Let's start off with Race 3.
Let's start off with Fast and Furious 9. Like, I've been talking about that.
Trust me, when I say this, you know how much I respect physics based on what I've told you right now. Trust me when I say that Fast and Furious obeys the laws of physics when compared to Race.
No, you should watch the recent one, Fast and Furious 9. Seriously, I'm telling you. Your mind will be blown by the fact that they went into space in a car.
We should watch it together, dude. Discord pe ya kuch pe to jaise stream karke dekhenge.
Seriously.
Because I've heard so much about Fast 9. And okay, so okay, this is something that I cannot believe happened. But one of my friends, I was talking to him about Fast 9. Well, not friends, he's an acquaintance. I won't even call him a friend, insult him very. But this dude is talking to me about Fast 9, okay? And then I tell him, I feel like Fast and Furious series mein aise story wise and plot wise there's a lot of lenience taken, like leisure, like they just leave it to random shit, because they feel like the action, the car action is what's important, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, bro, what are you saying? Fast and Furious, okay, take a pause. Fast and Furious has one of the best stories I have watched till date. No, he's watched Interstellar, okay.
And Fast and Furious has the best story.
Yeah, he's watched Interstellar, Inception, Shutter Island. Many of him Nolan ki sare movies dekhne bole the. And he watched them, okay. And even then, like, I cannot believe the audacity of this person to flat out state that it is the best story ever, having watched Interstellar. Like, I know it is not the best story, because like, plot holes in Interstellar, okay, objectively speaking. But I am miles better here.
Interstellar mein agar plot holes hai, to
no, and the asshole takes the yeah, true. Like, he takes the time to tell me, jab Interstellar dekha kya, so the reason why I thought I could talk about all of this stuff objectively is because ye banda mujhe Interstellar dekhne ke baad itne well thought out plot holes bata raha tha Interstellar ke bare mein. I'm like, wow, this person is really like a proper film enthusiast. And then he goes, like, 1 hour later, literally 1 hour later, he says ki Fast and Furious has the best स्टोरी लाइन. नहीं, ट्रस्ट मी, दिस पर्सन डज नॉट हैव अ सेंस ऑफ ह्यूमर.
Half of the time I was face palming while watching Fast 9. I was like, "क्या चल रहा है? कुछ भी."
I cannot believe, like, now I had like a big fit क्योंकि मेरे formula student की team आई थी आज काम करने के लिए. So when this conversation happened, no, personally this week or so these people have been coming to work on the car. So when this conversation happened, I was so furious. I did not want to fight with this dude because I knew it was pointless. But I'm so furious, I was lashing out at my teammates. And these guys don't even know what I'm saying. Because ye log movies bhi nahi zyada dekhte. I tell him, and these guys watch Fast and Furious series for entertainment, okay? So, like family and shit. तो उसके लिए देखते हैं. एक एक तो बंदा है वो सिर्फ मीम्स के लिए देखता है फास्ट एंड फ्यूरियस. रिस्पेक्ट है, हाई रिस्पेक्ट है उसके लिए. तो ये इस बंदे को मैं आधा घंटा मतलब गाली दे रहा था. आई एम लाइक एंड लाइक आई वाजंट इवन लाइक स्पेसिफिकली उसको टारगेट नहीं करना था पर्सनली. आई वाज जस्ट लाइक हाउ कैन यू से दिस एंड हाउ कैन यू से दैट. मैं वैसे जनरली बात कर रहा था बट आई वाज टारगेटिंग हिम. लाइक मैं उसकी तरफ हाथ कर रहा था, जेस्चर्स मी टुवर्ड्स हिम. And the poor guy had to listen to me for half an hour. And after all of it finished, and I generalized, okay, like, I am so sorry for him. I apologized to him later on. I usually don't generalize. But I'm like, you say you watch it for the memes, but you are also like him. Okay. And he's like, why do you say something? Because you watched Fast and Furious. And he's like, what? You might not even understand the point of this comment, and trust me, there was no point. I was just frustrated.
You should ask him about the plot of Fast 9. Like, uske plot hole hai ya nahi usko pooch.
Nahin, dude, see, he doesn't care about the plot. Like, I asked him about this. When we talked about Fast and Furious 5, he told me ki bhai, gaadiya ud rahi hai. गाड़ियां क्रैश हो रही है, गाड़ियां एक्सप्लोड हो रही है, दो तीन टकले एक दूसरे के साथ फाइट कर रहे हैं, एक आदमी मर गया है, दूसरा आदमी मर गया है, वो मरने वाला फिर से जिंदा हो रहा है. फास्ट एंड फ्यूरियस 3 इज फास्ट एंड फ्यूरियस 8, बस.
क्या बताओ.
एंड आई कैन नॉट बिलीव दैट एवरीथिंग ही सेड वाज ट्रू, एस्पेशियली टोक्यो ड्रिफ्ट बीइंग फास्ट एंड फ्यूरियस 7. लाइक व्हाट, What's the term for that? When you're reckoning or something? I think that's not even the actual technical term for this. It's a technical term for something completely different, but there's a term. Let's call it Habana. That's the perfect term. Yeah, it's a technical term for making a mess of your timelines. Another example is the X-Men movies.
We can have a different, a whole new podcast about this. Seriously, like, there's so much to talk.
Like, have you watched the Incredible Hulk, the movie?
No, that's the only Marvel movie that I haven't watched yet, and I don't want to watch that.
Why?
When you say Hulk, the only person that comes to my mind is Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
So, Incredible Hulk is like a totally different person. So, I kind of don't want to watch it.
I think, like, maybe because the first time you watched Hulk on film was one of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. In my case, mein kya hua? I watched the first one, Hulk, 2003 mein jo aaya tha, Ang Lee wala. And that movie is just utter garbage. Okay. But then I watched The Incredible Hulk. And I fell in love with Incredible Hulk. And not for the reason you might think. Okay. Because jab maine Incredible Hulk, maine abhi tak 15 baar dekha hai. Incredible Hulk. Kya TV pe randomly aata rehta hai to main dekhta hu. Maine download karke rakha tha ek baar. Back when I was illegally watching movies. But now I watch it legally. Okay. या सो आई एम अ लीगल एनिमे एंड मूवी वॉचर. ओके मैं गेम्स भी मतलब पैसे दे के खेलता हूँ. यस यस एपिक स्टोर पे अगर फ्री में मिला तो ही, नहीं तो मैं फ्री में कुछ नहीं लेता. ओके आई पे स्टफ. या तो इनक्रेडिबल हल्क रैंडमली क्यों ना हो मैंने बहुत बार देखा था. एंड देन आई वॉच्ड फाइट क्लब एंड इनक्रेडिबल हल्क्स. या एंड इनक्रेडिबल हल्क का जो मेन एक्ट वो सेम है, नॉर्टन, एडवर्ड नॉर्टन. या इज द सेम कैरेक्टर, सॉरी एक्टर. तो आई वॉज जेन्युइनली कंफ्यूज. आई एम लाइक व्हाई डिड दिस मूवी टर्न आउट टू बी इग्नोर्ड, लिटरली इग्नोर्ड. लाइक दे मेंशन कि लाइक क्योंकि एवेंजर्स की शुरुआत में व्हेन दे फाइनली ब्रिंग ब्रूस बैनर इनटू लाइक मार्क रफेलो को लाते, सो ही इज इन सम रैंडम प्लेस एंड ही मेंशंस कि ऐसे मैंने कंट्रोल करना सीख लिया था वगैरह वगैरह, राइट. एंड ही काइंड ऑफ रेफरेंसेस द मूवी बट दे डोंट एक्चुअली लाइक बेटी अभी तक आई नहीं है बट जनरल रॉसेस इन द मूवीज नाउ. So, yeah, so like they've brought the same actor for General Ross and such stuff. So I was like, why did this movie not work? And I went into the details and this movie was a clusterfuck of production mess.
Okay.
Like the story that the people who wrote it wanted was a bit too cheesy. And Edward Norton said, "Nay, let's make it a bit more dark." And he was like... He was very involved with the story writing and the movie direction and stuff to the point where the people in Marvel thought ki nahi ye kuch zyada hi kar raha hai, zyada kud raha hai ye, isko chup bita. And so the next time they just removed him and they took Mark Ruffalo. And in a recent interview, Edward Norton actually admitted, okay, he's like, yeah, matlab aise problems hue the production mein. And he's like, no, but I love Mark Ruffalo's Hulk. He says this. And I think it's great. Like he didn't get the chance to continue, but he's like, yeah, cool.
That's fine.
Yeah. At this point, the audience and you both are like, bhai, kya chal kya hai?
Seriously. Kaha start kiya tha? Kya ho gaya? I'm like, I even lost track of things that happened. Chal raha hai, chal raha
hai. Like, we are now literally talking about the Incredible Hulk.
We started off with anime and now we are at Incredible Hulk.
Wow. Yes. And I think even in the middle we started talking about technology with my Windows 11 thing. We do that in the tech enthusiast thing.
Not at all like an anime podcast. We have yes. talked about physics, black holes,
yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
To make it even more weird and awkward and completely off topic, I will now sing chicken wing, बस उतने.
What the fuck क्या था?
अरे आज वो एक के बाद एक memes देखे रे, वही गाना था उसमें, तो दिमाग में फिट गया. I was like, why not take this opportunity to showcase my singing skills?
This was a fun podcast, yeah.
Yeah. It was more fun for me क्योंकि मैंने बहुत पार्टी की.
Seriously. Okay then, so I guess it is a good place to end it. काफी कुछ.
Yes.
It's a good point.
Chicken. Yeah, it's also. Yes. let's call it title of the podcast episode is chicken wing.
Chicken wing. Chicken wing. Okay. The perfect title, chicken wing. Chicken wing.
Yes. And to make it relevant, people have to listen to the whole thing. Marketing genius.
So guys, thank you for listening to us. Please check out all the links in the description. Atmanke channel ka link, Atmanke yes. podcast ka link, Talking Titans channel ka link, Talking Titans ke podcast ka link. You will find everything in the description. So do check us out.
So hamare only fans ko mil jayega.
Okay then, so that's it from our side. Bye bye.
Bye.